Okay, first I want to thank you very much for the invitation. It's a good opportunity to me to show me my work in Chile. It's only my name here because behind me there are a lot of people, the students and colleagues working with me. Okay, I want to start about talking about Chile. Chile, this is my area, you know, this is very beautiful. Beautiful picture I can take from internet. Chile had a different tsunami and earthquake and also volcano eruption that sometimes we can appear the very beautiful and show the greatest nature here. Okay, this is my area. In this area we had acidic soil. Okay, in the economy in this area is agriculture. Is the soil, the agriculture is supported with the anisol. The characteristic of anisol had a lot of phosphorus inside and a lot of organic matter. You can see the same volcano in the agriculture in this area. In anisol, Chilean anisol had a lot of phosphorus, total phosphorus, but the availability for plants is very low. No? We had problem because with the phosphorus nutrition for plants, that farmer incorporate periodically phosphate into the soil, and the phosphate fix in the organic matter, probably about to ferric or aluminum bridge, and incorporate in the organic matter the phosphorus. The phosphorus cannot take it by plant. And the cell study, in chemical study in the soil, said more phosphorus is about 50% of phosphorus is organic phosphorus. The one is more important, relevant, is phytates. That appreciate the previous presentation of talking about phytates, but we start to the importance of phytate like a phosphorus storage in nature. But my area is I use it as bacteria. That kind of bacteria. Bacteria can promote the plant, but bacteria live in the plant, associated with them in different compartment plant. We can live in this inside the plant. They can live in on the leaf, and they can live in the root, in the clothes. Okay? This we focus in this rhizosphere. This means is the soil affected for plant, for root plant exudate, and had a lot of activity and have more diversity in soil. But my study mainly focus in this rhizosphere and bacteria living in this area and had a direct contact with the plant and improve the plant to grow. Okay, in this area we had a lot of bacteria. We had a pathogenic bacteria and innocuous bacteria and also beneficial bacteria. My lab is focused in this plant growth promoting bacteria, PGPR, is bacteria PGPR acting or improve the plant growth or the fitness of the plant for different mechanisms. You know, for nitrogen fixation, for example, suspiridium, hormone production, they increase the erotic growth, and nodulation and nutrient uptake. In this case, the phosphorus can improve the phosphorus take, and other in control phytopathogenic. Yeah, we focus in PGPR and the benefits in this area. Okay, but the problem with the PGPR, with many studies in the lab say put the bacteria in the rhizosphere and improve the plant growth, but the problem is when you put inside you're not sure if they survive because it has compete or the activity. I focus, for example, take bacteria had a good phosphatase activity, but I'm not sure if when put in the soil and compete with different microorganisms, they can do the activity increase or decrease. We don't know that about that. Also, it's more is the our knowledge about the taxonomic functionality of PGPR come from the agroecosystem. I mean, pasture crops and forests. But we know very little about the natural vegetation. What happened there? Okay, how you study my lab? But made the collection. It is cultural. We focus in isolate some PGPR. With isolate, made the collection. With choosing for phenotype, for example, this they can solubilize or mineralize phosphate, insoluble phytate or sulfate. We make the selection and then try to obtain the genotype with PCBR. Try to detect the gene and make the selection again. And the gene make the sequencing. For is the sequencing is the same to reported gene, and maybe try to identify what molecule. This example with the phytase, we detect the phytase in soil of our area. But we had different, in the literature, there are different primer for amplified this gene, but didn't work with our soil isolate. That's few bacteria had already reported a gene. Okay, after we isolate, we try to put in the different size micro in the rhizotron, like here, very, very, very specific microsite. We knew, for example, this study making metagenomic of 16 years in this very specific, in different area there, in mature on the root and root tips. Also makes in greenhouse back inoculation, it's more big. Every time it's more big until go to the field. Okay. And with this experiment, we use different. We try to obtain what happened with putting a phosphate or phytate inside the soil. The study with put the phytate and the soil induces change and abundance and expression of phytates. We check, we identify phytates and prepare a primer specific for phytates and put the bacteria and put phytate and this increase the gene. That means the bacteria are also the expression. In non expression, it's inoculate. Also, it's without inoculation. That means native bacteria are also increase the phytase expression. When put also is a fertilization with phytase or phytate or phosphate, and it's also the total bacteria is changed. Also, it's with using this target 60 years is normal for taxonomic, but also target for another gene like Acanthophos monosterae. This gene also changed. That when put phosphate or phytate in soil, not only change total bacteria, also change population had that kind of genes. Okay, but natural what's happening in the natural vegetation? This is in California with a colleague. 2010, we went to visit this plant, very famous in one of the oldest plants in the earth. In the study, we take a sample. I was younger, that I take a sample there. I check. Obviously, this bacteria had to beneficial bacteria, PGPR. Okay, and we found different bacteria, usually Pseudomonas and Bacillus, and they also we can find some PGPR. All these bacteria in natural, in very extreme environment, had bacteria can. This bacteria had mechanisms to improve the plant growth. That also detect phytase, organics for organic phosphorus in very poor soil with very low organic matter. Right? But we can found this. But after that we moved to Chile. After that we studied this, we can found this PPR with phytase activity in the desert. My question was, what happened in Chile? In Chile, we had a different environmental, a very pristine environmental. I saw an example, for example, in the north, the Atacama Desert is the driest place in the world. We usually use NASA for a study about Mars colonization. My area is very used prehistoric, look like prehistoric, but it's a volcanic area, very strong influence. Also, it's Antarctic and Patagonia. We had a very interesting places to study, but in the nature without human contact. The first question is what I found this bacteria, PGPR bacteria in USA. What happened in the ecosystem and agroecosystem? Okay, Chile is very long. We start to the desert and go to the Patagonia, and here is Antarctica, and they include Antarctica too. This is a native plant. And my isolation, my collection, same with detector PGPR trait like a phytosmon, ACC, some related to stress, environmental protection stress, and also detect with PCR some phytase. But the same problem, we take all information or some primer for detect specific phytase, we most of the case fail. We had 300 or 400. There are only very few bacteria can the gene, that's reported gene. That means another, they can use phytase, but we don't know what kind of the gene is present that. Okay, with PGPR is distributed, we can find PGPR on all sample. And phytase is similar bacillus, the previous one we identified, But we use a lot of time, spend a lot of money, a lot of time for try to find another phytase, report the phytase enzyme, but no, very, very poor identification. When you go to the sequences, it's different thing, or no real confidence, no good. That's, we suppose it's a database. Another authorization database now, the current database is very poor for all phytase in the nature. Yeah, they have different enzymes in the nature, but the current database with information about that is very poor. But more database always say putative, that's similar to, but nobody worry about the demonstrate that functionality, the real functionality. It's very, very hard to, that's the reason. You know, we had a difference on the stress environment, and we can use this PEPR for in agronomic area, we had a deficit in phosphorus. We continue with focusing, phytase, we had a problem, and we changed more, there are more reports about phosphorus stress gene. We take it to target gene and made a similar study. Go to the next year, go to the sampling, and to the sampling may use a metagenomic analysis to check the diversity, bacterial diversity. We can find clear different ecosystems have different bacteria, and different plants have different bacteria too. That may, they're different. Each plant collect the all microbial or microbiome. Okay? We can find different and different bacteria within plant and with environmental, low diversity Atacama Desert, very extreme environmental, and the most of bacteria is, when you go to the database, very similar to bacteria distributed in other plants, crops. We continue working in the phosphorus stress, which here include Antarctic, and we made analysis very similar, but Atacama Desert is totally different with 16S, but phosphatase gene is not so different. That may be a coincidence with environmental. We made the correlation with phosphatase with qPCR detection, abundance of gene, and enzymatic activity. Our result talking about difference within bacterial community, population had a phosphatase gene, a low diversity, again, a low activity at Atacama Desert, which is very extreme environment, very poor. We also find a positive correlation with the phytase activity, but a negative correlation with availability of phosphorus. This is normal, it's logical. We postulate with the phosphatase gene might be regulated for a specific bacteria community in the community population as a biotic or factor or native species or different factor. It's very complicated for us now to say what is the rule or make the difference with that kind of gene. We take this bacteria and put in the with wheat like model. I use bacteria from the environmental and put it with a state condition. And with bacteria, we put in the lab, no problem. The bacteria increase the plant growth. But when put in soil with a low phosphorus content, the bacteria improve the growth of the plant, or when decrease the water too, because now concern is the drought, the low precipitation every year. That's what happened. We put this bacteria from Atacama Desert into the plant and decrease the water. Okay, when inoculate the seed with this kind of bacteria, environmental bacteria, we obtain better growth in substrate without poor soil. That's bacteria. Bacteria had phytase activity, but put in one soil, is increase the plant better. Also increase when we decrease, when the irrigation is low, we put the bacteria also is decrease, improve the plant. That's the bacteria from the environmental put with wheat, and this wheat is for some extreme condition, the bacteria, maybe, with only one study, they can improve the plant growth in that condition. That we postulate also an ecosystem, we can very useful for, with climate change, it affects the agriculture in my country, maybe we can use that kind of bacteria for, like some inoculant for the soil. And now, this is not my work, this is another work, this new work, is most work now focusing on metagenomic and proteomic. Yeah, use all database, current database, you try to find. But the problem is, as I said before, all database had no bacteria. But in my country, or in Chile, extreme environmental, or nature, there are a lot of bacteria. We don't know what kind of the gene is present there. That is we had to. It's very important. We had to take all data, make meta-analysis, but also important with the condition or limitation of database. Also correlate with another parameter, physical, chemical, soil, and climatic, that's relevant. Not only here. I think the not only genomic or proteomics, also we had to make the correlation, make the network with more physical parameters. It's very relevant. We want to know how to change the environment. For finish, this is no soil bacteria, but it's bacteria from Atacama Desert, water bacteria. You know, we always find this problem. We try to find this reported gene with the very inspecific amplification, and but the bacteria had the phytase activity. That is, they can release the phosphate from phytate, but different gene. We don't know what kind of gene. Also, with this isolate, this is general for environmental bacteria. Bacteria, we think, is no, the expression is not so high. It's very low, because we always found the bacteria, fat grow bacteria, but in the ecosystem, there are a lot of low abundance bacteria and different species. And this species had very low expression. Yeah, we can isolate. Now we try to use a new in situ grow technique for isolated bacteria, but the expression is very low. That's maybe it's difficult to study the phytase activity with the normal technique. Okay. Also, we isolate the phytase with detection. We are lucky with some detection, and try to transfer in the lab, and then bacteria lost the activity too. Or we try to put in the some medium with stimulate expression with phytates, insoluble phytates. The bacteria sometimes show very good phytase activity and then not show activity. That's very easy. Then we didn't find a pattern. We study about 100 strains. It's total. This study with say the then any another company, we don't know what to regulate the phytase activity, this environmental bacteria. Okay, that's all. That is my main message. We had a lot of bacteria in the environmental. We had very information, but in the natural environmental we had many bacteria. We didn't know what happened. That, how to work, and we know it has phytase. We know they participate in cycle, and most bacteria is very. You know, stable, no big grow, no fast grow, or no big expression, it's very small expression. But now we can study the bacteria, but we have working on. But appreciate the invitation, the Dr. Dave Jacy, for invitation to this conference. And this is my lab. Okay, thank you. Yes.
How do you quantify
phytase
activity?
Phytase? Yes. We started this one. We started collaboration with Ralph Rene from Germany. I had made special we had to buy phytate special for Merck in this time.
Oh, it's labeled phytase.
Yes.
What is the label? What
did
the engineer?
No, we got phytase and we extracted the protein or enzyme and put the phytase and release phosphate. We only measure phosphate.
Okay.
That's the product.
Okay.
The typical you showed before the typical condition. We also try to make some more microplate that this one for. Continue obtain more data. That. But depending on the phytase, we had also is different. The company produces phytase, and some phytase cannot induce phytase activity that we had.
So is their background honey? How's the background?
The background is depend on the experiment, but was is so high, we had to delete or decrease the, but no, but
yeah.
But no so much problem because we had.
Years ago, this is not my first part of my career. That's what I want to work on. I never published anything, but the phytate I ordered from Sigma is this 99% purity. It has 50% of phosphate in it. So the background
is super high, could not come. Yeah. No, we had, when we start, we collaborate with this guy, it is, we had to buy this one, phytate. And then finish, and didn't Sigma didn't sell again. We finished to sell, we had to different buy different phytate, different company.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm not sure, I think Merck, but it's very small, very expensive too. This stimulates phytate because another component or solution of phytate also cannot stimulate, we cannot detect the phytate. That's a big problem. Which in this case, we usually collaborate with a German guy. A German guy had a very big stock of phytate, very old glass phytate, the concern.
I just want to add on that, so the rock better. Really difficult to do that for we have tried and the purity comes 99+% Indian was kind of everything. So your point, like you're buying phytate for phytate, do not assume that's 100%. And that's a very good take home message here. Any other questions?
We have to, in the case I take it for the testing of some activity, before use this product for Sigma, and then we didn't find again and use another product. We never change it, you know, because we start with phytate and then try to clone some game, but also the information is from here that move to another.
Dr. Horcara, thank you very much.
Thank you.